We are joined in the media center here at the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Matt Smith, picking up his 24th race win, final round over Steve Johnson. Matt takes the win for the second time this season, last win out there in Chicago, Denso Bike, picking up the trophy here. Matt, walk us through your race day.
Race day was kind of hectic, you know. I kind of messed up first round. I didn't let the clutch go when I was supposed to, and kind of pogoed the bike when it left, and we got the round win over Katie. But second round, I had to run my wife, and I did my job, went 20-something on the tree and ran a good number, and, you know, come back, had to run Andrew in the semis. And when we got back to the pits, I told her to download my run while I checked on Scotty's bike, and I hear him hollering, and the bike's on fire. She piece of the carbon fiber got against one of the main wiring harness and caught the bike on fire, and I had a cut 8 pieces of wire and strip it and piece it back together, and we didn't have time to start the bike up, and luckily the bike started up. We did a burnout and beat Andrew in the semis, and went on and won the race against Steve in the finals. But can't say enough about my guys, just our team, the Denso, Lucas Oil, Mark Stockseth, everybody helps me, Greg Butcher. I couldn't do it without them, you know, and you know, just glad to have Mark in the house. And Marshall's in the house with us. We did the breast cancer awareness wrap, and she's here this weekend, and her name's on the bike because she's battled it. And another person here, S&S, George Smith's here. I don't know how many more races he'll be able to come to, but glad to do this for him.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Any questions for our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Matt Smith?
You obviously knew that the semis was pretty much your whole season, right? You were aware of that going in?
I was aware of that, you know. Disappointed that Jerry didn't put him out second round to give us all a better shot. But, you know, all in all, we took it in our own hands and did it. And, you know, it's not totally over yet. It's not mathematically over, but it's he's got a pretty big dagger in it. And we're going to do our best to try to pair up against him first round and knock him out.
Next question for Matt Smith, our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner.
It seemed as though Steve had the better bike all day. Well, how did you find a way to win that championship today?
Well, he had a little bit better bike all day long, about 100, 200s, you know, every round. And I told everybody, I said, we're going to shoot for the moon in the finals like we did in qualifying. And, you know, it stuck. And we went 104 and 60 foot. And everybody knows I had the best bike from the eighth mile to the finish line. It's just we've not been successful down low this year. And when it stuck, there's nobody going to catch us when we run like that.
Any additional questions?
You also had the final where, I don't know, did you get into some bumps down there or it was moving around pretty good?
No, it was shutting down about 80, 90 mile an hour. The bike got in a tank slap with me. Luckily, it didn't pitch me off, but the steering dampener just come a little loose and, you know, celebrating a little bit too much, and it just happened. But, you know, all in all, it's all good. We'll fix that for Pomona.
You and Steve in the final round this whole season, there was that, you know, hobby racer thing that started off, and it's just kind of interesting, ironic storyline in that you said that the Suzukis needed to work on their programs, and he obviously has worked on his program and said that they've, you know, uncovered a lot of things, working on the details, et cetera. And just interesting that here at the end of the season, you know, you guys are coming together to race for Wally's.
Yeah, I mean, Suzuki's had the best bike this whole countdown this year. Between Jerry, Karen, and Steve, I mean, they've had the dominant bikes, and the V-Twins are a little bit behind, and, you know, we just pulled it off. I mean, it was close, 85 to 86. I mean, that's a heck of a race, and, we just did our job, and, you know, isn't that the way it's supposed to go? A professional's supposed to win the race, right?
Thank you, Matt. Congratulations on your win here at the Dodge Nationals, presented by Pennzoil. Good luck in your championship fight. It's not over yet.
Thank you.